The head of the Tulsa County GOP is defending the party's decision to throw a large indoor election night gathering amid record-breaking COVID-19 spread. Reached by phone Thursday, party chair Bob Jack told KWGS that organizers did make hand sanitizer available for the hundreds of attendees at the Stony Creek Hotel and Conference Center in Broken Arrow, but he did admit masks were not required.
I'm not forcing anybody to mandate. I'm not mandating anywhere anybody should wear a mask.
Jack recounts telling a reporter at the event that he felt requiring masks would not be in line with Republican values.
No, that's a Democratic thing.
COVID-19 is sickening and killing Oklahomans and Americans at record rates, and the Tulsa Health Department, the CDC, and even the Trump White House say Oklahomans should wear masks at all times outside the home. KWGS asked Jack what he would say to public health experts who describe events like his as irresponsible.
Yeah, that's if someone in that room has it. You don't know that, do you?
County Commissioner Karen Keith, a Democrat who battled the virus herself, said keeping fellow citizens safe by following guidelines shouldn't be partisan.
It's nothing to do with being a Democrat. It has nothing to do with a Republican. And I think we've seen the results of that. You know, you can thumb your nose at the science, but there are consequences.
In a statement, Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum, perhaps Green Country's highest profile pro-mask Republican, said, quote, "As someone who believes every life is sacred, I think we have a responsibility to protect the vulnerable. Wearing a mask is one way we can protect our neighbors from a virus that does not care about their partisan affiliation." I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.